Bone Boy Speaks, episode 563, an SSID by any other name.
One of the nice things about Wi-Fi is it's relatively easy to set up a network of your own, right? And you can go buy a router at your local electronics store and hook it up to your internet connection. And you set up an SSID that says, this is my router, name it whatever you want. And you can get online. And it's pretty simple to do that. And, you know, you can call your access point anything you wanted to. This can be used for bad things. So there's been, a proliferation, for example, of AT&T and Xfinity Wi-Fi in the United States as Xfinity has started, Comcast has started turning on a hotspot capability in their routers for their customers. And, same thing, AT&T Wi-Fi is kind of everywhere as well, although they're, some of their hotspots from Starbucks and such are starting to be converted to Google ones. But in any case, anybody can set up an access point with AT&T Wi-Fi or Xfinity Wi-Fi as a thing. And likewise, anybody can set up the splash page that says, because in order to use AT&T Wi-Fi or Xfinity Wi-Fi, you have to log in, right? And so anybody can set up in these local areas a page that looks very much like the Xfinity one, and or very much like the AT&T one, and capture your credentials that you use for logging in, and all bets are off, right? So, the fundamental question that one has to ask yourself is, how do you know that especially if you're on a mobile device or something, how do you know that the Xfinity Wi-Fi you're connecting to is the real one and not a fake one? And how do you know that those credentials are, that you're typing in are actually going to Comcast and not going to, some hacker site somewhere? So, and this is, one of several dangers of using an open access point, right? Is that you don't know who runs that access point. And they could, aside from injecting fake stuff into your stream, they could also be, logging all your data and stuff like that. And there's all kind, and there's a fair amount of traffic that is unencrypted that goes over, that can go over a Wi-Fi. And so, this is why a lot of people use VPNs and stuff. So that, to the people that are running the access point, all they will see is encrypted traffic. And there's plenty of services for this. So, it's interesting that this is getting highlighted as a news story, of course. And my recommendation, of course, is, if you're going someplace and you don't know, right, you're better off not, for those like common things like AT&T Wi-Fi and Xfinity Wi-Fi, you're better off not auto joining those networks, because you never know if you're actually connecting to the real one or not. And that information could be snarfed, and so it's good to protect yourself against that, I suppose. On the other hand, it's also, maybe you should consider using a VPN, and there's plenty of services for that, and some of them are free for a certain amount of data and some are not. And there's, VPNs give you some other capabilities as well. Or you can also set one up yourself too. If you have the time and inclination, you could actually, VPN everything back to your Comcast connection at home, and do that. But anyway, this is just the dangers, right, of connecting to public Wi-Fi. It's just another highlight of that. And so, caveat emptor or whatever on public Wi-Fi. And even if it has a trustworthy name, it may not be trustworthy. So just be aware.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.